This is the reading of John 4, 43 through 54. Jesus heals an official's son. After the 2 days, he left for the Galilee. Now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, and they also had been there. Once more, he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine, and there was a certain royal official there whose son laid sick in Capernaum. Then this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea. He went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." "Go," Jesus replied, "your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word, and he departed. And while he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. Then he inquired at the time when his son got better. They said to him, "Yesterday at 1 PM, and the fever left him." Then the father realized that was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee. Today's reading is 1 Peter 1:10 through 16. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and the circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you. When they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, even angels long to look into these things. Be holy, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober. Set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. This is written, "Be holy because I am holy." Today's reading is Ecclesiastes 11. Ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. Invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain on the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. And as you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Remember your Creator while young. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eye to see the sun, however many years anyone may die. Let them enjoy all, but let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. You are young. Be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things God will bring into judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart, and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Today's reading is the book of Jeremiah 35. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord during the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Joshua, king of Judah. Go to the Rechabite family and invite them to come to one of the side rooms of the house of the Lord and give them wine to drink. So I went to get Jehazaniah, son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazakiah, and his brothers and all his sons, the whole family of the Rechabites. I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the room of the sons of Hannah, son of Igdalah, a man of God, and it was next to the room of the officials, which was over that of the Messiah, son of Manasseh, son of the Shulam, the doorkeeper. Then I set bowls full of wine and some cups before the Rechabites, and I said to them, drink some wine. But they replied, we do not drink wine, because our forefather Jehoadab, son of Rechab, gave us this command, neither you nor your descendants must ever drink wine. Also, you must never build houses, sow seed, or plant vineyards. You must never have any of these things, but must always live in tents. Then you will live a long time in the land where you are nomads. We have obeyed everything our forefathers, Jehonadab, son of Rechab, commanded us. Neither we nor our wives nor our sons, daughters, or have ever drank wine, or built houses to live in, or had vineyards, fields, or crops. We have lived in tents and have fully obeyed everything our forefather Jehonadab commands us. But when Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylon, invaded the land, we said, come, we must go to Jerusalem and to escape from the Babylonian and the Armenian armies. So we have remained in Jerusalem. And when the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, Go and tell the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, will you not learn a lesson and obey my words, declares the Lord. Jehonadab, son of Rechab, ordered his descendants not to drink wine, and this command has been kept to this day. They do not drink wine because they obey their forefathers' command. But I have spoken to you again and again, and yet you have not obeyed me. Again and again I have sent my servants, the prophets, to you. They say, each of you must turn from your wicked ways and reform your actions, and do not follow other gods to serve them. Then you will live in a land I have given to you and your ancestors. But you have not paid attention or listened to me. The descendants of Jehonadab, son of Rechab, have carried out the command of their forefather, gave them, but these people have not obeyed me. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Listen, I am going to bring on Judah and on everyone living in Jerusalem every disaster. I pronounced it again. I pronounced it against them. I spoke to them, but they did not listen. I called to them, but they did not answer. Then Jeremiah said to the family of the Rechabites, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. You have obeyed the command of your forefather, Jehonadab, and have followed all his instructions, and have done everything he ordered. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Jehonadab, son of Rechab, will never fail to have a descendant to serve me.